This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 35. So, quo praecepto observato, with which command having been obeyed, labes diligentissime, most strictly by them, most diligently by them, cum quaepiam corors, when any cohort ex caesarat had gone out, ex orbe from the circle, atque impetum fecerat, and had made an attack, hostes velocissime refugiabant, the enemy was very swiftly fleeing away. Iterum, meanwhile, eam partem darine caesarat, it was necessary to make that part bare, that part was made bare, because it's a passive. So meanwhile, it was necessary that that part was made bare. Basically, that it was left unprotected. Et ab latere aperto, tela recipi, and weapons were received on the open flank, on the open side. So whenever they rushed out to attack, the enemy would flee back, and then they would toss their weapons from a distance and hit that open flank, since the soldiers were not there, they were running forward. Okay. Rursus, again, cum in eum locum, revertique operant, when they had begun to return to that place, in eum locum, in that place, unde erant egressi, from which they had gone out, et carcum venebantur, they were being surrounded, et ab eis, both by those qui caesarant, who had yielded, et ab eis, and by those qui proximi steterunt, who had stood next to them, proximi. Seen autem, but if, however, locum tenere velent, they wish to keep their place, nec where tuti locus relinquebat, neither was a place left for bravery, like available for bravery, neque poterant, nor could they, conferti, crowded together, vitare tela, avoid the weapons, conjecta ab tanta multitudine, hurled by such a great multitude. All right, so that first part again. With which command, having been obeyed by them most diligently, whenever any cohort had gone out from the circle and made an attack, the enemy was very swiftly running away. Meanwhile, it was necessary that that part was laid bare, was left unprotected, and weapons were received on the open flank. Again, whenever they had begun to return to that place from which they had gone out, they were being surrounded, both by those who had yielded and by those who had stood next to them. But if, however, they wished to keep their place, neither was a place left for bravery, nor could they, crowded together, avoid weapons thrown by such a great multitude. Tamen, nevertheless, conflictati, assailed, afflicted, tot incommodis, with so many disadvantages, multis vulnerabus acceptis, with many wounds having been received, resistebant, they were fighting back. Et magna parte diei consumpta, with a large part of the day having been used up or consumed, cum, although a prima luce from first light, ad horum octavum to the eighth hour, pugnaretur, it was being fought, nihil, so nothing, quod ipsis et set indignum, nothing which could be unworthy of themselves, committabant, were they doing? So, let me translate that little section there. Nevertheless, though afflicted with so many disadvantages and having received many wounds, they withheld the enemy. They were fighting back, and a great portion of the day being spent, although they fought from dawn till the eighth hour, they did nothing which was unworthy of them. Utrumque fimur, tito balwintio, each thigh of Titus Balwintius, qui superiore anno, who in the previous year, primum pilum duc serat, had led the first pike, meaning he served as chief centurion, viro forti, a brave man, et magnae auctoritatis, and of the greatest authority, tragula tragitur, is struck through by a spear. Okay, so then, each thigh of Titus Balwintius, who had during the previous year led the first pike, a brave man and of the greatest authority, is struck through by a spear. Quintus Lucanius, a justum ordinis of the same rank, fortissime pugnans, fighting most bravely, dum subvenit, while he comes, caricum vento filio, he came to the aid of his surrounded son, interficator, is killed. Lucius Cotta, so Lucius Cotta, legatus the legate, ad hortens omnes cohortes ordinesque, encouraging the cohorts and all the cohorts in the ranks. Vulnerator is wounded. Os funda, os in adversum is wounded in mid face, is like full in the face. Funda, by a slingshot. Okay, so Quintus Lucanius of the same rank, fighting most bravely, while he comes to the aid of his surrounded son, is killed, and called to the legate, encouraging the cohorts and the ranks, is wounded in mid-face, full in the mouth, by a sling. So that's the end of chapter 35. You've got these Roman soldiers appearing brave and even in defeat, and he's saying that, you know, they've received a lot of wounds and they fought from first light to the eighth hour, but they haven't done anything worthy of themselves. He's careful not to blame the soldiers themselves for this defeat. He was portraying these soldiers who appear to be losing a major battle as heroes. And then he's bringing up these concrete examples of bravery that really would help the readers visualize the action. And he highlights Cotta's wound in the midst of the battle. And you got to think about his earlier praise of Cotta as just kind of corroborating that. So that's chapter 35.